following contains strong language and nudity. It's intended only for mature audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Second date on Play Mornings with Melissa and Jack. 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
All right, so fill us in on your situation here on what happened with your first date and who you went out with.
Well, I went out with John. I mean, we had a great time, a lot of fun, a lot of good conversation. We went out and had dinner. Then we went back to my place and things went really well. We'll just say that. Oh. Or at least I thought they were going really well. Right.
Do you mean things got physical?
Yes.
You don't want to say that on the radio. I understand that too. Things happened. Things progressed. So what happened after that?
Over the next couple of days, I would call or text him, and he just was really short or wouldn't reply. And then all of a sudden, he sent me a text message saying that he had to go somewhere for work. It was really confidential. He couldn't tell me about it. He couldn't ever see me again. And he enjoyed our time together, but this was goodbye.
Well, obviously, he's either a secret agent or a superhero. Let's find out what's going on here. Something doesn't sound right.
Okay, awesome.
Hello?
Is John there?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, John, this is Jack. You don't actually know me, but we have a mutual friend, Cynthia. Does that ring a bell? I think you went on a date with her recently.
I do recall the name.
She said you haven't been calling back and haven't been texting her back. She wanted me to call and just figure out what's going on. I'm just doing this as a friend.
Well, I really couldn't keep in contact with her, because of my job with the government.
I hear what you're saying. I just don't know if I believe it. I mean, I was able to get up with you, like, really easily. What do you do?
You just happen to have timing where I can, I can communicate right now. I mean, it's very secretive. I mean, it's not just like anything regular. I think you can get a pretty good idea where I'm going with this.
I think you're a secret agent and or a crime fighter, superhero kind of guy. Are you being serious right now, though?
Yeah, I am.
Look, dude, come on. We know our own. I've played girls before. Just be honest with me. I won't tell her. Why are you lying to her?
Okay, I mean, I'll do it, but, I mean, you gotta have my back. That's the only way this can work.
Of course. What's the real deal?
Well, she's nice and everything, but it's just, sometimes you just catch her, like, she has this weird stare, that she does, and, like, creeps you out sometimes.
So you don't work for the government at all?
I mean, that was a complete story. To be honest, I mean, she's just such a sweet girl that I couldn't hurt her feelings at all.
You don't work for the government?
What?
John, what the hell are you talking about?
Cynthia, what he's saying is he's a liar. And John, you've actually been on second date on 103.7 Play. Cynthia's been listening in this entire time.
And you couldn't just be honest with me? You had to make up a story about your job and being some top secret FBI person?
I mean, sorry.
John, what the hell, man? Why would you tell a lie like that you know you got to maintain?
I got caught off guard, really.
That was the best lie, though, you could come up with. Why you didn't want to see her again? Because you have a job that's going to take you away and you're not allowed to talk about it?
It's kind of genius, if you think about it.
But it didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I would have never talked to her again. If you guys...
I mean, the truth was just that difficult.
I mean, I didn't want to be mean.
You know, people like us sleep easy in our beds at night because John's out there driving fancy cars and picking up women in casinos and wearing tuxedos everywhere and doing secret agent stuff. So we should be thankful to him.
Oh, yeah.
John, what do you really do for work?
I'm a car salesman.
Kind of close to being a secret agent. No, it's not.
It's a nice cover. He's actually a crime fighter.
Oh, goodness.
/ car salesman. I still don't know if we've gotten to the bottom of why you didn't want to see her again, other than the fact that she has a creepy stare.
I mean, I don't know. It's just that sometimes she just talks too much. You can start there.
Okay, sorry. I guess I was hoping for a little bit more communication on your end.
I still don't think this is a deal breaker, so let's go ahead and ask the question, Melissa. Can 103.7 Play put you two on a second date together?
I guess I could give it a try.
Wow. Okay, Cynthia, are you in?
I guess so. As long as this time you tell me the truth about everything.
Okay, no James.
All right. I feel like there's a lot of enthusiasm here for the second date.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Melissa, I should try this. Be like, hey, girl, I'm a secret agent. Thus, I cannot pay for our dinner tab tonight, lest my secret identity be revealed. So now let us adjourn to the bedroom where I keep my gadgets.
Hey, James Bond, maybe you could try to make it last longer than 2 minutes tonight?
James Bond's not making any promises.
Second date on Mornings with Melissa and Jack. 103.7 Play.